indeed. You may be feeling that it would be easier to be hearing these words if they had come to you the first day of your experience upon this earth. And if we were talking to you on your first day of physical life experience, we would say to you, "Welcome to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be or do or have. You are a magnificent creator, and you are here by your powerful and deliberate wanting to be here. You have specifically applied the wondrous law of deliberate creation, and by your ability to do that, you are here. Go forth, giving thought to what you are wanting, attracting life experience to help you decide what you want, and once you have decided, giving thought only unto that. Most of your time will be spent collecting data, data that will help you decide what it is you want. But your real work is to decide what you want and then to focus upon it. For it is through focusing upon what you want that you will attract it. That is the process of creating. Giving thought to what you want, so much thought and such clear thought that your inner being offers forth emotion. And as you are giving thought with emotion, you become the most powerful of all magnets. And that is the process by which you will attract into your experience. Many of the thoughts that you will be thinking will not be powerful in their attracting, not in the beginning, not unless you stay focused upon them long enough that they become more. And as they become more in quantity, they become more in power. And as they become more in quantity and more in power, the emotion that comes forth from inner being will be greater. When you think thoughts with no emotion, you are creating pretty much on your own. When you think thoughts with emotion, you have accessed the power of the universe. Go forth, we would say, on this first day of life experience, knowing that your work is to decide what you want and then to focus upon that. But we are not talking to you on the first day of your life experience. You have been here for a while. And most of you have been seeing yourself not only through your own eyes, in fact, not even primarily through your own eyes. You have been seeing yourselves through the eyes of others. And many of you are not now currently in the state of being that you want to be. We intend here to offer you a process where you can achieve the state of being that is your choosing, so that you will access the power of the universe and begin attracting the subject of your wanting rather than the subject of what you feel is your actual state of being. From our perspective, there is a very great difference between that which now exists, that which you call your reality, and that which your reality really is. Even as you sit there in a body that is not healthy, or in a body that is not the size or shape or vitality that you choose, in a lifestyle that does not please you, driving an automobile that embarrasses you, interacting with others that do not bring you pleasure, we are wanting to assist you in understanding that while that may seem to be your state of being, it need not be. Your state of being is the way you feel about self in any point in time. Thoughts that are thought without emotion are not of great magnetic power. While every thought that you think has creative potential or magnetic attracting potential, the thoughts that are thought in combination with emotion are the most powerful. Certainly, the majority of your thoughts then, understanding that, have no great attracting power. They are more or less maintaining what you have already attracted. But in order to affect change in your life experience, thoughts thought in combination with great emotion are necessary.